KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee, chaired by Republican James Comer of Kentucky, will begin moving forward with holding first son Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is confident Palestinian militant groups used Gaza's largest hospital to hold hostages during their October 7th attack and to house command infrastructure. Julie Walker has more.
That's according to an American intelligence assessment declassified Tuesday and shared by a U.S. official. It offers the firmest U.S. support for Israeli claims about the Shifa Hospital complex, which was raided by Israeli forces in November in an operation criticized by humanitarian organizations and some members of President Biden's party. Yet the information released doesn't fully back some of Israel's most significant allegations that the hospital served as the central hub for activities by Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. I'm Julie Walker.
Multiple state capitals receiving threats that led to evacuations or lockdowns, but no evidence of dangerous items have been found. Connecticut, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, and Montana among the states that evacuated their capitals early this morning. Stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 148 points. The Nasdaq, 121 points in the red. This is SRN News. USA Boxing will allow men to fight women.
Letting males compete against females in any physical competition is a problem, but experts point out when it comes to combat sports, it's downright dangerous. Nonetheless, the governing body of amateur boxing in this country says men can compete against women so long as they undergo regular hormone testing. Doctors have explained how going through puberty gives a man a huge physical advantage no matter what he does to himself later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America last year. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic. Still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups say they will introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts predict they will fail. The vast majority of lawmakers are pro-life. This is SRN News. Air Canada has a dubious honor.
Canada's largest carrier had the worst on-time performance among large airlines in North America in 2023. According to a report from Cirium, the aviation analytics company, Canada's flag-carrying airline landed 63% of its flights on time last year, placing it last among the continent's 10 largest airlines. That means roughly 140,000 planes arrived at the gate more than 15 minutes after scheduled arrival. Delta Airlines led the list for the most on-time airline in North America, with its over 1.6 million flights arriving on time 85% of the time. Keith Peters reporting.
Minnesota is set to get a new state flag next spring, and that echoes its motto of being the North Star State. It's replacing the old flag that brought up painful memories of conquest and displacement of Native Americans. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.